Whether you're a brand new podcaster or you've been podcasting for years, this video is for you. There are three tenets that all successful podcasters follow, but nobody talks about them. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to uncover the secret sauce to podcast success. No fluff, actual tactics by using real podcasters as examples. These are podcasters who have not only generated hundreds of thousands, but have generated even millions of dollars in revenue from their podcast. So let's dive in. All right. So we just got off a couple calls and there's a little strategy that we've been toying with. Not everybody wants to do it, which is actually good because it lowers the competition. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking now, Jack. I'm going to tee you up for it. But yeah, man, give me the spiel. Why are we sitting down here today?
Yeah, we got a little self-conscious, I think, about our recent evolution of how to be with podcasting. LinkedIn is always going to be number one. It's always going to be the favorite, what we started out with. YouTube always seemed to us to be a very obvious 1B to LinkedIn's 1A, but more so over the past month, we've been seeing that YouTube might really, really, really be a, I don't know what you'd want to call it, like a faucet that more people should be turning on. I don't know if it's, I'm probably going to be editing this later, so go ahead and put up the picture of Steve Buscemi holding the skateboard. Hello, fellow kids. I think it gets that treatment where people look at YouTube as like, it's a whole different thing where podcasting is already very exotic. Going on YouTube, it's a whole, I'm not trying to go viral. I'm not trying to get views. I'm trying to run a business here. So there are some people that I guess recoil from it from a branding perspective. This is all to say, we've been looking at like talking, maybe posting 4 or 5 pieces of content, those pieces of content being a clip, a minute to a minute and 30 seconds long, a little description, blurb, 3 hashtags, and a relevant title. Even ones that we saw from a previous client that had a VA that posted them with the original file names as the titles and a bunch of grammatical errors. We're seeing like 900 views, 800 views, 1,000 views for content that is about leadership, that is about life insurance policies, that is about how to start your 401k. Is a 401k even something you should do? I mean, stuff that they have college courses about. I mean, nobody can really pretend that these are entertaining things by their very nature. But again, look at your impressions on LinkedIn. Maybe if you have an Instagram or a TikTok, if you were feeling squirrely at one point, look at your likes, your engagement, your impressions on those platforms. I'm kind of feeling safer guaranteeing that it's nowhere near what you can get on YouTube. Again, we had a client, we started doing this in the last week, I think it's 7 days today, that we've had 3.7K extra views just from 6 pieces of content, 6 shorts. That's it. 38-ish more watch hours, 2 new subscribers. And the other cool thing is a lot more views that were distributed across longer form content, their episodes, their podcast episodes, dating back, you know, even 2-3 months ago. So people were checking these out. Cool, visiting the channel, maybe subscribing. That's the ultimate. But they were checking out other pieces of content. The click-through rate was going up. The views were going up. And this was with nothing really before that, except for a bi-weekly release of an episode about 45 minutes to an hour long. So we went from like maybe 200 views a week to within 3 or 4 days or so having like 2,000 views. Again, a lot of numbers, sort of like a rambling 5-year-old. I saw this dog and it ran over and bit us. You know, it's kind of a meandering story. But we're starting to like really sort of look at this as a very legitimate thing to go out and grab views and impressions. Now, here's the thing that I'll finish with. Here's kind of the genesis of the idea that we had with this was we feel that if you have Instagram, TikTok, or X, LinkedIn and YouTube is your main platforms where you can do any sort of digital marketing that you're just doing on your own, making content. LinkedIn and YouTube are the places that for people that are a financial advisor, a coach, somebody that does something where they work with people in C-suite that does a very sort of serious business where I'm trying to reach a certain type of person, you have the best chance of getting, let's say you have 10,000 views, you can get 8,000 of those are going to be from LinkedIn and YouTube. So we're looking at YouTube as like, that's where there's like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 impressions that you're leaving on the table each month. And what do you get for that? Is it hours of recording? No, it's stuff you're already doing and then just taking it, clips you're probably already making. If you listen to us, take those from LinkedIn, put those on shorts, And now you have a bunch more people coming and watching your stuff. Now, it remains to be seen if like any of this goes anywhere, but it's just super encouraging that we're seeing like stuff from sort of dry content that's like based on a very specific thing and it's running well and it's happening quickly. That was such a monologue.
That was great. Well, if
I need to take some water.
So, yeah, if you're a person who listens to this, you know where I go with this type of stuff. I start talking to you about the whole funnel.
Organize it for me, yeah.
Well, what I would normally do is start talking to you about the whole funnel, right? And it would be like, here's top. And then like, here's where, yeah, but where is it going to go? Where do I take these extra 10,000 views a month? And well, then there's a lead magnet. Now that's where my mind wants to go. Instead, I'm just going to tell you a story, which is a really quick story, which was I'm posting long form, right? As I always am, right? We revamped this podcast in 2023. It's been like this, a mix of solo, client interview, and co-host for, you know, a couple of years now. I was not posting shorts. I would make one every month, maybe one a month, right?
Yeah, it's totally like an extra thing. We were like that forever.
Which is weird because this is what we, you know, but this is it, right? Is the mechanic's car, is it always fixed all the time? Well, he has to work on everybody else's car. So don't give us the out there, right?
Does he play his music too loud so he can't hear what the car is telling him if something's rattling?
And as a
something?
Mechanic, yes. The answer is yes. I will tell you the one thing mechanics do now ever want to do is fix their own car. But so there's that. But we were like, we're going to fix our own. I didn't say I'm going to fix my own car. I'm going to throw some new wheels on it and just see what happens. Some new tires, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I started dropping one short a day. I think I'm in what, like maybe 2 weeks now or something, 10 days, something like that.
Yeah, roughly.
And we're at, it's not like I was doing super low views before. Watch time is about the same, but we're at like 15,000 views for the month, you know, somewhere around there. These are videos, to your point, these are videos that nobody should really want to watch. Like, meaning there's nobody out there in the world that's just like, you know, works at a gas station or is a teacher or is a nurse. Who's just like, yeah, I really want to know about.
You're not mowing the grass to this content.
Yeah, no, know? No.
Like, this isn't something to escape boredom that you're listening to. Yeah.
No, and that's my point, is that they're still getting 1,000 views, 2,000 views, likes, comments, right? It's actually sending it to people. For example, my video of how a podcast production agent's company, how to build a production team for your podcast. That should be on a long form video, Jack, that's about maybe 150 view video, right? If that's good. I just pumped that up with an extra 2,000 views because I dropped the first minute of it as a short. Mm-hmm. So what I would normally do here is go into this whole entire marketing system. It's not worth it because the system is not required to run this play. All we're saying is, are you making videos? If you are listening to this and making any sort of videos, we're just telling you to dump them on YouTube Shorts and don't have a plan. Don't have a strategy. Just take our word for it. Watch, do it for a month. If you could do one a day for a month, that would be a really good test. There are zero downsides to this. Here's what
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
Now, if you want to then capture those people, that's where we have to go deeper, and that's fine. But today I'm saying, do you like the idea? I'll just explain my reality. Do you like the idea of getting home from, you know, the gym in the morning and you're about to kind of start your workday and you open YouTube Studio on your phone and you get to see the extra, you know, couple thousand views that you just got overnight. Does that sound good to you? That's all we're pitching, right? Like, and that is literally what is going to happen. And to bring it home, we have case studies like, sure, like Jim, who's at a few thousand views on his shorts. We have, you know, case studies of Dave and Paul who are at 15,000 views for the month, right? 2,000 to 3,000 from long form, around 10,000 plus from shorts. And this is talking about life insurance. So it doesn't matter what you talk about. It's great.
Talking about death a lot. Talking about death, actually.
Yeah, actually talking
and
about
dying and what happens after you die.
How
and
it's
you're
not
dead.
Death insurance, it's life insurance, and you got to use it now. And I bet, you know, you're listening to this and you're, you know, riveted, but that's really our point here. Yeah. Bring me the most boring and niche industry and you will have the most success because that's what we do. But that's what I love. I love seeing to the point about, you know, really repurposing these videos is there's just people out there watching this stuff and it's probably a few thousand of them. and that's your goal, to just get in front of those people. So
that's it never hurts to have a successful YouTube channel either. And my big thing with this is that, like, if you're already there making this content, like, if you have to start doing this, then I understand the eye rolling of, like, well, why would I want to do a YouTube channel? We talk to people all the time that either have a backlog of content where they have tons of stuff that they've already made that maybe has no clips from it. Great. We can jump into that immediately, or you can. Or they're already doing this week by week. And maybe they already are in that elite club where they have clips that they're making from that. This is just posting that, and even just going on GPT, you can get the transcript of the clip and you can say, give me a description, and you can just copy and paste that, not even looking at the screen, and you'll get X amount extra views. That's not going to be 10 or 20 or 30%. Like, seriously, I'm not sweating like these numbers at all, like 149%, 200%, 300%. I'm looking at yours right now. So you started doing this the 11th of September. September 7th, you had, like, so we were doing just episode by episode. So every month there would be four pieces of content, basically four episodes. So your last one was the 8th. Then we had 3 days of nothing. And then on the 11th, you started posting. Since then, basically the 7th to the 30th today, or the 29th yesterday, you've gotten 13.4K views, 11.1K more than usual. The watch time
11,000 more than usual is
your
crazy.
Watch time is 89.8 hours, and it's 9.8 higher than usual. And you've got 16 subscribers, and you're actually dangerously close to 1500.
I know, I'm at 1499. By the way, so if you're listening to this podcast right now, go sub on YouTube to Brian Sullivan, Ryan R. Sullivan.
But look, right here, here's the distinction though. If somebody's looking at this and go, okay, cool, so you got 16 subscribers, all these views, you didn't even get that many subscribers, how many people could you even say from the subscribers would book a call or eventually end up buying? We don't know. We're still feeling this out. But my big thing here is that, again, if you already have it in place, or even if you just take an old episode and you run it through an AI clip generator like Opus, you can get three moments. You could put them up today, three of them in one day, and you can see it run if you want, you know, and if that's something that's interesting to you. And at the very least, this is what we were talking about today to another potential client of ours. Yep. It's a great place to test out ideas. One of the channels that we are working on has some areas that lean a little bit into politics, some other areas that lean into some LGBTQ community discussion issues, stuff that they can improve, stuff they should be looking out for, whatever. They also got leadership, some corporate stuff, like sort of like, what am I doing with my life? Where am I going, right? I posted shorts over the past week that have spanned all those different topics. And I can see pretty clearly from the ones that have like 26 likes, 30 likes, if you get comments, right, there will be a bunch that don't get any comments. And then you get one that has five comments, or one that has 63 views, and another one that has 1,100 views. Like, these are very clear areas. I'm not saying like, okay, this is precise, just follow that and you're good to go. But I don't know. I feel like that's a lot more clear than what you would be able to see with LinkedIn doing a switch to a niching down, or doing switch from
this
one.
This is actually more like,
do you know what I mean? So
is,
like,
it really is. It's almost more like ads. It really is kind of more like ads.
If nothing else, right? Like, I don't look at this as making money. Yeah. This is just something where I've already have content here and I want to test it out, and YouTube is going to blast it everywhere. It's connected to you, to Google. Great. Like, at the very least, I think it's a great tool to sort of help you divine where your marketing needs to go.
Yes. And listen, these algorithms are great now. This is like running ads, but for free. And I get it's not targeted. Then go spend $4,000 a month with Meta, or $4,000 a month with LinkedIn, or $4,000.
Sure.
A month.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to, that's fine. Or get the same amount of views, slightly less targeted, and you don't have the data, which is fine, which is okay, right? Of course, there's trade-offs here, but it's free, costs $0. You can do it with AI tools, and it's content you're already making. That's the point. But I am actually going to break my rule from earlier, and I'm just going to touch on, okay, then what? Great, you're getting all these views. We average, it's not going to sound like a lot, because it's really not a lot, a one email sign up a day. Where do I have the intake form for the email sign up? It's on all the YouTube videos and all of the podcasts, and not even all of them, just some of them. Mm-hmm. Would you like an extra 400 people a year on your email list? Just question. if you sell anything online, could you take an extra 400 prospects? We're not saying sales. If just those 400 a year converted to, it's going to be more than 10, but let's just say 10, right?
Yeah.
Let's say 10 clients times you charge $2,500. I'm just making up random.
Yeah, for the year. Make it's it an easy,
extra
whatever.
$25,000 a year if your conversion rate sucks and everything is terrible, right? Basically,
yeah,
like,
just taking
you
calls
can barely and, yeah. convert. You converted 10 out of 400, right?
Yeah, we call that the Jack Gallagher sales style.
It's the Jack Gallagher sales method, baby.
It's consistent. It's just in the wrong direction.
He talks them out of it, which is actually works sometimes.
I have supreme control, but it's just in the wrong direction.
It's in the wrong direction. But no, but that's I like I said, I only went there because I was curious myself. So I just pulled up our MailChimp and we're getting an extra 400 people to sign up for the email list from just posting this.
If you know, you know, with like an email list, I was sort of a filthy casual when it came to you know, the email list, I guess, lore, where I was like, email, who reads email anymore? It's everyone. It's literally everyone. You'd be surprised how many times those emails of like, I'd love to just like, you know, people end like, we even have, I think it's through MailChimp, right, Ryan, where you can see like the open rate, like you'd be surprised.
Oh, it's incredible.
But yeah, look, I mean, filling up that email list at the very least, if you want to be like, I'm a cynical, ruthless businessman, I need like some value out of this. If you have an email list, this is a great way, I think, to load it up.
With
and we've seen that
zero.
From that buried it. We buried it too for years. Buried. We had our discovery call link at the top for a long time.
Yes,
but we had that other. That it was a script science that
please
you had to
take
sign up
our
for.
Word for it. Please take
but
our
yeah,
word
we
for
still
it.
Got people. You know, people
yeah,
still
don't
found
push.
It. So.
Yeah, I we've booked a couple discovery calls from YouTube. Just take our word for it. It's just not worth it. Just you don't want that person. The reason
you want them in
why,
orbit. If you ask them directly, you
want
get,
them
like,
in
nothing.
Orbit. No, yeah. People have this weird perception when it comes to marketing that you want to get them and then you just want to sell them. I mean, maybe you do, but I don't. I don't.
No, I do. This is part of my sales strategy. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's just
if
run
I could just lock, get them and lock the door. Then I can convince them, I think.
Then they can't escape, you know?
No, but, I get what you're saying, though.
No, it's true, though, man. I mean, but listen, but that is natural, like, of course. I mean, listen, we did that in the beginning, which was just everybody come on in.
No, it's about then, having a bunch of people and everyone's kind of floating around and you're having people check in at different levels of like, yeah, I've kind of been, you know, kicking it around and I try to do my own videos and now I hate it and I have been watching it. You know, a lot of it is just sort of lottery stuff, right? It's kismet, you know? It's like, I've been watching your stuff. We had a conversation. We met for coffee, whatever it was, a networking event. You seem like a cool guy. It's a bunch of that stuff, you know? And that's very email listy, you know? It's like, they're in there. It doesn't feel as good as a discovery call. It doesn't feel as good as grabbing them by the shoulders and really trying to pitch them. But again, you'd be surprised how much ends up shaking loose from just having people very, very tenuously connected through one little lead magnet, right? Like, or, you know, even something a little bit more concrete, like an audit, you know, where you have a little bit more interaction with them. But yeah, those things convert. You just need to be patient. That's where having a bunch of them comes in, because then you're not waiting for one or two. You've got 400 at different cycles coming in all at different levels. And that's when it's a lot less stressful and you can kind of like stretch out, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And what would you rather have? I mean, would you rather try to go to them and try to get them to want the thing you have? Or would you rather your audience raises their hand to want to work with you? And that is what this does. And we had a school community called the Launchpad where we did this. And I was in the DMs, but I also did a hand raise to the email list. And that's how we filled the rest of it up.
And other people will tell you the same thing where they're like, you push it through this and it's like there is money in that email. And it does not seem like it. And I totally get it. But that YouTube play to the email list might be kind of, I don't know.
Oh no,
we'll check back with you guys.
We'll
let you know.
We'll check back with you. We'll give you the full, we're also changing all the CTAs to the email list now. So that will be a good case study too. Like of like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that happened like 2 days ago. So
oh, sweet. Okay.
Basically,
perfect.
Since like the beginning of October.
Oh, we didn't even talk about this though, Jack. We didn't even talk about the fact that the video gets more views as it goes. So you get more signups for doing no extra work. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What we're saying is when we say
LinkedIn is feed based. Oh, yeah. We always forget that.
Well,
that's funny.
Exactly. Yeah. But when we say, 10,000 views a month from your YouTube shorts, this isn't social media where the post
it's all
dies.
The new, yeah,
it actually gets more views as it goes. And that's what's called an investment, because when you have that's what's called you investing in an asset. Because an asset is something that appreciates over time. A LinkedIn post depreciates over time, meaning less people see it over time. There gets
so
to
where
a
do
point
they go?
Where
I mean,
they
you
will
try
never
to find a post?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And there will get to
crazy.
A point where they will never see that post again ever unless they try to find it. YouTube podcast is the opposite. Google SEO, which we didn't even touch on that. It's the opposite. It actually appreciates over time because it costs you no more money to get more people in, decreasing the acquisition cost and the click-through rate and all those things. So meaning this is an asset that you're investing in. Social media is a liability. We still love social media. Still need it for top of funnel. Still great to sell and market, but it's not an asset. Email, LinkedIn, YouTube, podcasts. Those are your assets. And that, we can end on that.
Really, you see like a scaling effect with you've had a lot of videos over the past 3 years now where we've seen Ryan posting shorts, people bounce around to tons of other different videos, and videos deeper in the library get suggested from those shorts too. So there's tons of opportunities for cross-pollination and YouTube is working with you to make that more likely to happen. It's a win for them for channels to be active and pushing out multiple videos a day, for people to be recommended more stuff that they like. They want more minutes on those platforms too. So
yeah. No,
there's nothing
true,
there's nothing holding you back
this
with any of this.
This is all self-fulfilling. YouTube wants you to do it. Your audience wants you to do it.
Yeah, like you see that with LinkedIn right now, right? Like the algorithm is super restricted and there are people like seriously shook up over the impressions that they're, well, the lack of impressions that they're getting because LinkedIn is such a big mover for them and getting new clients. It just goes to show you, I mean, an email list is great to have on the side. The website's great to have. The podcast is nice to have. All stuff that you can either, you know, strongly own or completely own outright. But, you know, YouTube can't hurt either. And where else are you going to go, right? Like, I mean, X or Instagram, TikTok, I don't feel like those are really serious places. So look, just another layer of insulation at the very least, a place that you can kind of test some stuff out, test out some different topics, see what really plays, what really runs, what maybe resonates with some people.
Hey, and what, you know.
So we're loving it as just, you know, something to toy around with. And like Ryan said too, like you can gamify it. If you're into like looking at numbers and analytics, like this is almost a crack level of analytics that they give you, an insight into like where these people are coming from. You know, like is it from the browse page? Is it from another website? Right. You know, so you can see tons of different, you know, things and iterations on who's watching, where they're watching, all that stuff.
And Jack might start to laugh as I say this, but if you want to start creating your own videos and you are saying to yourself, I don't know where to start. There's this course here. There's GPT. There's every YouTube video trying to tell me how to do this. And you don't want to not do it. So you're kind of caught up in that limbo, right? Script Science in the show notes. If you're listening, it's in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, and that is, I want to actually say this because I don't think that people realize this. There is a script in there that you can use and toss it in GPT and ask GPT to act as a YouTube strategist and apply your topic to that script. That's fine. That's really not the value.
You can do that for free, by the way. GPT, you can do that for their free, like that you don't have to like sign up for a
not
plan
even
or whatever.
The page.
You can still use Script Science.
So that's still good. Yeah, you can still use it. But here's the real good, here's the part that I think is the best value. I pulled 10 episode topics that all have more than 1,000 downloads. So these are episode title templates that people went in and clicked on more than all the other episodes. So we already used human psychology to figure out what the actually our clients did it. We're not going to take credit for that.
Yeah,
they did.
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. And guess what, guys? They have 180 episodes. So we found the top 10 out of 180. Then we took those titles and made them into templates and then gave them to you. And all you have to do is just sign up first name, last name, email, and then you get them all. So now it's literally done for you. All my friends think I'm crazy for putting all my money into SEO. What do I do now? Right. Or whatever it might be. That's an example of one of the templates. So get it. If not for the script, probably not for the script, to be honest, at least go get those titles, because they're better than what even some of the titles we've came up with, because these are verified. These episodes have been downloaded by tens of thousands of people. So you don't have to guess. Go ahead and grab that. And then from that video you make, throw them in your AI software. If you want somebody else to do it for you, of course we do that. But make sure you get those YouTube shorts up, because you're missing out on 5, 10, unlimited to the sky amount of views per month.
And yeah, look, if that's something that excites you, right? You know, like if this is something where you're like, this is kind of cool, maybe something could come from that. But we understand, we were feeling, like we said at the top of the video, we were feeling a little self-conscious about, you know, being like, do we really bring YouTube a lot? Because LinkedIn has long been the main thing. It's been the statue of our dear leader has been LinkedIn. YouTube, we feel a little bit, you know, we don't know how it's going to live with like a lot of people. But yeah, it's an interesting opportunity there. And again, even like if you have this stuff, even just posting it, like I'm telling you, I wish I could just show it to you guys. I don't want to out the channel, but this VA posted it with the file names, like episode 1, clip 3, and, you know, like lowercase, like just stuff that all the stuff that would really bother you if you're about making a nice description and title and stuff. And these things did completely fine. So if you already have this and this is just, you got a little extra time in your hand and you're curious to see what this could look like for you, I would say just like throw them up. You can even throw them up without a description or whatever. Just check it out. You know, if that's an itch that you want to scratch, you know, cause it's looking like it might really be with shorts. Maybe it's shorts. I mean, real quick, what do you think it is? Do you think it's because it's allowing people an opportunity to consume more like little individual units of like videos rather than like one long video, or maybe even the consumption habits too, of like, I don't go onto YouTube to watch two or three creators. I go onto YouTube to doom scroll or to browse or whatever. Like, what do you think is the big thing that's making it like so easy to access, like kind of decently sized numbers?
It's platform. So YouTube makes it difficult on purpose to get people to click on your video. They don't want it to be easy for people to click on your video. That's why YouTube shows you 100 videos at once, right? So when
you go on
the homepage,
whereas
other platforms like Instagram or TikTok force you to watch videos that it wants you to watch, right? Mm-hmm. So YouTube platform is set up for you, for the person to select the video that reaches that calls them the most, right? So that's why long form is so difficult and hard for people, because you're competing with all these other videos and all these other topics, right? Now let's switch to shorts. YouTube said, I think we're missing something here. I think we should have a feed that does force you to watch what we want.
If you want, just as an option.
Yeah, that it takes you out of it. You don't have to self-select. You don't have to choose. You don't have to scroll through videos. And
I think they auto-scroll, right? If you just let it run to the end, I think it goes to the next thing,
right? Instagram doesn't auto-scroll. TikTok doesn't auto-scroll because they want the repeat. Because so that's a whole nother rabbit hole. But in terms of your question, yes, YouTube is one of the last bastions of self-selection, meaning you choose as the consumer, you choose which video you want. But they also have shorts, which allows you to not have to do that, which forces, as a creator, forces your video in front of people that probably wouldn't normally see it. So it's just a matter of the way that YouTube has set up this platform. I think it's beautiful. I think that I'm so glad they still have the YouTube homepage, because that's the same, other than algorithmic changes and style differences, this is the same YouTube homepage that we had 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like YouTube is so similar to a great white shark in that they're just apex predators, where there may have been a little bit of evolution on the edges, but the essential core of this creature is not changed, because it's just it's so undefeated.
The fin is a little bit more curved now, just to be a little more aerodynamic. But, this is a Honda Civic. Like, it's still a Honda Civic. It still goes to 300,000 miles. You still only do the oil change and the brakes. Like, they've kept their core component, but then added on this feed. So as creator, Yeah, I understand the difficulty of long form. And when I say creator, I mean business owner who's creating content. I understand the difficulty of long form. I'm with you. I do it. I do 50 videos a year. I totally get it. If you want to feel a little bit better, if you want to get more eyeballs, if you want to get some more comments, and then honestly, you know, see some results for your work other than a couple hundred views a video, mm-hmm. boom, there's shorts and listen, we could keep talking about it all day, but that's the reality. That is YouTube. That's why this works like this. So great question. But I think we nailed it, man. I love it. So
yeah, awesome.
So, you know, the CTA once again, I know I baked it in there a little bit, but yeah, Script Science, if you haven't gotten it.
Yeah, Script Science.
If you have, by the way, if you have gotten it, thank you so much. Please let us know how it is, what you'd like to see.
You can use it for non-podcasting stuff too. Yep. Like,
it's actually not set up for podcasts. It's actually more set up for YouTube.
When Ryan first made it, I was like, you could use this for LinkedIn. So it's just good for just general, like, broad positions of like, yeah, this is what, if you're like building your funnel, this is great for that too, because it shows you kind of like, these are what those posts look like at every, like, you know, level. These are the questions. That. This is how it is sort of framed. Yep. But yeah, it's great. I love it.
And then buy everything we sell. Become a $10 million a month retainer client because I'm Script Science, and then we will never have to work again. So perfect. Appreciate you, Jack, on this impromptu podcast. And
absolutely, man.
Y'all know the deal. I'm not supposed to say you all, man. I'm supposed to say you.
Yeah, listener. I got a bad habit of saying y'all.
Man, I did that in my keynote, and I kept being like, no, you're the person. So,
I mean, it rolls off the tongue so well. That's why I think it, you know, is pervasive, even though we're like Yankees, right? Like, you got to be Southern to say y'all.
Yeah,
it's got to be use up here, right? Isn't it use?
Yeah,
isn't
use guys.
They say New York.
So, use guys who are like,
all you South there. Philly.
Yeah, right. I'll spare you the Philly accent, but
yeah, my
okay,
God.
You're all, nobody's listening at this point, so we'll catch you guys in the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.